the ride.
Yo, DJ Face Mob, turn my motherfucking mic up. Yo, it's the boss, Jit Chronicles, and you're listening to Grind Hard Radio. Come ride with the team, with the host, Carter Mafioso, Miss Keith, Dope Ass Music, Razor, E-Dub, Young Knock, and DJ Sergeant Rock. We are Reality Radio, live365.com. Turn up for a check. My team's still better than yours, nigga. Stop the fuckery. They shouldn't have never gave you niggas money. I am the motherfucking Black Larry King. King Groundhog. Let ride, guys. We are Reality Radio. Live365.com. My team's still better than yours, nigga. Stop the fuckery. I am the motherfucking Black Larry King. King Groundhog. Let ride, Clyde.
Oh, yeah. We back. It's another season of Groundhog Radio. It's going down 10 years, baby. Let them know now.
Tuesday and Thursdays, we in this bitch. The radio don't want no smoke with Jit. That's why we go hard, niggas know the grind. 11 to 1, niggas know the time. Tuesday and Thursdays, we in this bitch. The radio don't want no smoke with Jit. That's why we go hard, niggas know the grind. 11 to 1, niggas know the time.
Radio,
1 a.m. we be acting up. Jit running with the bag like it's Christmas. 14 years, yeah, we've been doing this. Calling, it's jumping like crisscross. NorCal's where I met your boy gets off. Miss Chief told me plans so she lifting off. Reality Radio, that's us. She's off that station getting smacked up. These bars, he's worked like a layup. Caught a mobbing, so don't try and play us. Our show's hella go, no turn down. My family solid, period, we don't do clowns. Hulk go, no break, my family hood loud. On God, this show is finna go down. No cap, all facts, we the best now.
Grind Hard Radio. Turn up for a motherfucking check.
And let that beat drop. What it do, bruh? It's the mayor of Duval County. It's your boy, Jit Chronicles, and I'd like to welcome everybody back to another episode, another edition of Grind Hard Radio. I'm in the building with the host and the president, Carter Mafioso, the Hood Loud King, better known as the God, Divine You. What it do, big bro?
Hi, time. What up, world? It's your boy, Carter Mafioso, a.k.a. DJ Face Mob 803, live in the building with the host, the Black Larry King, Jit Chronicles, and Team Ground Hard. Let's go, Divine You.
Let's get it. Let's get it. True. That's what's up, man. Loving the energy tonight. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. Representing that 6-1 Nina. Representing that Team Beat Shop. It's the queen of Ground Hard Radio. It's your girl, Miss Chief. How you doing tonight, darling?
I'm on the water. Sitting here with my brothers. 6-1 Nina in the fucking building. It's Tuesday and I'm turned up. Ready to get it in with my family. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's get it. Let's get it. That's what's up. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. We're going to keep it on the West Coast because it's the motherfucking best coast. Representing that team, No Filter. He's bay fresh like a motherfucker. It's the main man, Dope Ass Music, live in the building. What it do, fam, Blam?
I'm kind of like a subwoofer on these niggas. Man, what's happening?
That's a little better. I like that. That's what's up. You don't filter around this bitch. That's what's up. That's what it is, man. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. We going to take it to the 228. It's the 228 boy himself. It's the main man, E-Dub, live in the building. E-Dizzle, what it do, pimp?
Oh, yeah, man. We back up in this thing, yeah. We back off that break, yeah. Back with the team, what it is.
Check in.
Checking in with the squad. Y'all know what's up, and let's get it.
Let's get it. Let's get it. That's what's up, man. Next up on the squad. Next up on the microphone. We squad deep round this bitch. Representing that 228. Representing that Mississippi movement. It's our motherfucking resident DJ, the legendary DJ Sergeant Rock. What it do, Big Pimp? Trill.
Man, what's happening, man? You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, we back, man. We back. The squad is back. You know what I'm saying? And we ready to attack. You know what I'm talking about? Because this is how
Check
we game. Do it around here. You know what I'm saying? Because we are the epitome of what reality radio should be about. And guess what? You are now in tune to another fire-ass episode of Grind Hard Radio, you know what I'm saying? Hey, like my nigga don't say, we feeling like subwoofers in this bitch. We taking bitches through the pie mills and the motherfucking Sherwin Vegas. You know what I'm talking about? Trill. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, you in tune to another fire-ass episode of Grind Hard Radio. So we want everybody to kick back, relax, and please don't forget, we run the Matrix around this raggedy ass bitch. Yo, shit. Hey,
true.
Man, let's do it to him. You know what I'm saying? Because, hey, we lit. We lit up in this bitch. You know what I'm saying?
We too
hey,
lit.
Let's do this shit Grind Hard Radio style. You dig? Trill.
You underdig. That's what's up, man. It's open mic night. Turn up Tuesdays on Grind Hard Radio. Call in, spit your shit, spoken words, say your piece. Whatever you want to do, you can do it right here tonight on Grind Hard Radio. DJ Sergeant Rock, Big Broski, what's the motherfucking topic for tonight, man?
Oh, man. The topic for tonight, bro. Man, hey, this is on some serious shit now, you know what I'm saying? So I want everybody to blow up at the same goddamn time. But tonight's GHR topic, we want to know how much is too much to post on social media.
I think that's valid. I think that's a valid point, team. You know what I'm saying? So you know what to do,
yeah.
Man. If you're on them phone lines, make sure you hit us up, 323-693-3043. And if you're online, guess what? You can still quarantine and chill with us and on chat rooms. You know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all get the team. I'm going to do something a little bit different tonight. I want to do something for the ladies. And at the same time, I want to represent for my broski. You know what I'm saying? I want to represent for my broski, Love Jones. Rest in peace to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Gone but not forgotten. It's a hot-ass mix. I'm telling you. Got a little bit of air about it. We're going to start this thing off tonight with your boy, Love Jones. For the ladies, make love. Grind Hard Radio. Open mic night.
Hey,
turn the fuck up. It go,
Trill.
Trill.
Yeah, you know we back and get it up. It's gonna die for life. Yeah, you know we back and get it up. It's gonna die for life. All up in here, we still hot. Till 1 in the morning, we still up. Shit gonna make me mob up in this thing, cause we the realest.
afloat, then let's do it, baby.
I'm that chick fire. Air It Out Radio.
Air It
fire.
Out.
You can catch me Mondays 10 to 1. AirItOutRadio.net. Hey, yo, Grind Hall Radio. Throw another
banger on.
I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands.
only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. Only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with bands. Pull up on who, huh? Boss up on who, huh? When I see a call, I just ban these niggas. Leave a nigga unread, I don't store these niggas. Pipe down, x-ray, I see the fake in these niggas. These bitches got extra miles, you can't restore these niggas. What's beef, I count my own bag, I need some more. Cop to Beamer, she home now to even the score. Said I only watch my own bag, I don't fuck with no bands. I've been out a while, working on my rapper's tan. I'm in this kitchen, cooking up a fresh bag. I cut the fat, left the teeth to catch the rat. Stand down, tone down, on them extra cats. A band is a bitch-ass nigga with a wax thirst trap.
Check us out. We streaming 24/7. You know what I'm saying? BeAlive365.com. Make sure you get there and make sure you go to the Google Play Store app and download the Live 365 app so you can take Ground Hard Radio on the go with you. You can check us out on iTunes, man. Yeah, man. Make sure you check us out on iTunes as well as iHeartRadio and all other podcast platforms. We everywhere, man. Just go ahead and Google that good old Ground Hard Radio. Chief, you already know, man. Okay. I want to run down that motherfucking playlist real quick. Miss Chief, I just got to say, pull up on who, huh? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
my own bag.
Bust up on who, for real. That's real shit, man. Grind it down. Oh, we going to run down that playlist real quick, Chief. We started. Yeah, I love that track. That's my favorite shit. We started off the show. That was your boy. Rest in peace to Love Jones. That track was called Make Love.
Yeah.
Then we hit y'all with that So Fly Mafia featuring my boy Razor with All You Need. And that final track that you just heard, that was your girl, Miss Chief with B-A-N, Bands. You know what I'm saying? Pull up on
the room, huh?
That's what we doing tonight, man. I just love that. All right, so, King, before we get into the topic tonight, it's two things that I actually wanted to throw out there real quick. Starting this Thursday, June 24th, we are bringing back the Pump It or Dump It segment to Ground Hard Radio. We've been getting a lot, we've been getting a lot of submissions while we was off. Yeah, and to all the artists out there, you know, if you win that Pump It or Dump It, you get a free exclusive interview right here on Ground Hard Radio. So, team, we'll be starting that back up this Thursday. Also, I cannot put this out here enough, man. I want to say shout-outs once again to the 2021 graduates, you know what I'm saying? Miss Chief, I know you just had a graduation with your child, Carter Mafioso, you know what I'm saying? To everybody out there, salute. Appreciate that. I want you to let me know how that experience was. Mm-hmm. And as I was telling them the last time we did the show, even though my son graduated, he wasn't able to walk with his class, you know, when it was his time. So I kind of was just living through y'all with y'all kids and stuff. And Carter, I even seen with your daughter, like, she had a big-ass sign in the yard. Like, they weren't even doing that with Tay. You know what I'm saying? So just salute all the way around. And then y'all know the 2020 kids, right, they didn't have much of a graduation because of the pandemic. You know what I'm saying? So salute. Mm-hmm. Queen, you got you a graduate. How you feeling, Queen?
Yes, you know, and it was like virtual, so it was really different, you know, and the kids had to be in the cars and they drove and they checked them in that way, so it wasn't as personal as a regular, you know, graduation, but, you know, it was a graduation, I guess you could say. It was good. I would say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Well, my cousin graduated too, and because everybody couldn't come to the graduation, we actually took her out like a couple of days before the event. So I do feel you on that, since like a lot of schools were still taking precautions, you know what I'm saying, during the pandemic. But again, it's salute to all our graduates, man. That's a beautiful thing, you know. So, and salute to all the proud parents out there. And that's what's up. All right, check this out, team. I see your boy Nah out there, you know what I'm saying? He's always supporting Ground Hard Radio. Broski, anytime you want to press one, you already know what to do. We'll link you right on in. But, team, we're going to go ahead and get into the topic for tonight, which is, in your opinion, in your thoughts, how much is too much to post on social media? I'm going to say this real quick, team. I'm not going to get too much into it. I was talking to my dog, Razor, about 2 weeks ago. We talked for almost like an hour, you know what I'm saying? And we were just saying different shit about what we post and don't post on social media. And on some real nigga shit, team, if it was not for Ground Hard Radio, I probably would only be on Twitter. Facebook, I kind of just got on that to kind of reconnect with old high school friends. I got some family members that I hadn't seen in years, you know, so that's kind of cool. Definitely wasn't being on no fucking Instagram, you know. So, you know, it was just a real conversation, and out of that conversation, I thought to bring that and present it to the panel as a topic. You know, because sometimes motherfuckers can post a little bit too much on social media. And you wonder why your shit done got shot up, you're getting robbed, nigga watching you. And I'm just saying, I'm going to put that out there. I'm just saying, you can't put everything out there. You can't put everything out there. But once again, though, team, tonight's topic, how much is too much to post on social media? And we're going to start off with our queen, Ms. Chief. What's your thoughts on the topic?
That's such a broad topic because, you know, some people use social media as their diary, you know, and so they just post everything. Me, per se, because of my profession, I use mine as keeping, like you said, keeping in contact with fans and people that I've met along the way that I network with and everything. And I show mine as a professional diary of, like, what I'm doing as far as myself and trying to stay personal with those people. But I think when you get too much, when people go over the boundaries of really what social media guidelines are, like, you know, some harsh political things don't need to be put on there. You know, you don't have to have debates with that. I think religion, there's certain harsh things with religion, you know, offensive things. Some people are so vulgar. I always wonder when somebody is putting up something that is so outlandish on social media, you wonder what are they trying to achieve by that, you know? And so, like, you know, some trying to achieve, maybe they soliciting something, you know, and so they use the social media for that, you know? I mean, I don't really think there, I mean, it's freedom of speech, so there's really no boundaries on social media. And if you really don't like what somebody, what they have on their page, guess what? You have the option to change the channel and slide your ass right on past what they're saying. If that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. You don't really have to look at it. But please don't get offended because you scrolling and you see somebody saying something, and because it hit a chord with you, it may not be a chord for you. It just might hit you because that message right there from the universe came and it was for you. Don't get mad at the messenger. Don't get mad at the messenger for that. the first real social talk. Media, I mean, they can do what they want to do. They can. I really don't have a problem because, you know, that's their life. If you want to, especially when you're a professional, you have to be careful what you put on social media. And even me, I have to be careful how much, like, when I do, like, put, like, old quotes. Like, a lot of the quotes that I post on my page come from me putting them in. They're in my memories. So every day I go to my memories, and the quotes that I like that I posted maybe 5 years ago, I repost them. You know, so it's relevant. Those quotes stay relevant in my life. You know, I use my social media solely for promotion and building my professional persona. Now, if you talk about the average Joe person and everything, they don't got no guidelines. They do what the fuck they want to do. They say what they want on there. They use it as a diary, you know, and this shit is life. This right here. Whatever you post, people going to go back 20 years from now, 30 years from now, and they're going to see what you post. So you have to be careful what you post. And just because you delete it, don't mean it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. Okay, so I'm
absolutely
done.
No, I love it. I actually wholeheartedly agree with you, Queen. You know, I would say for me personally, I try not to put too much of my personal shit on social media. I will say this. I think a lot of people think that I do, but that's only really 5%.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to kind of come see me in person if you want to get the real scoop, you know, because we have fun around these parts. But one thing I will throw out there, though, Chief, and to the team, what I don't like, I do not like the folks that be posting their guns and their weed and whatever and their drugs. I don't like all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I think it's actually stupid. You know what I'm saying? In that you're setting yourself up. But everything that you said, Queen, I wholeheartedly agree with you. You know what I'm saying? If you don't like something, you get the fuck away from it. You know what I'm saying? You know, like she said, change the channel. You know, so that's definitely real. That was definitely what's up. Queen, we appreciate that. We're going to keep this thing moving on down the yellow brick road, and we're going to throw it to your boy, Carter Mafioso. What's your thoughts on the topic, Broski?
No doubt. Good topic. I would say is I don't think it's never too much. I don't think no one is ever posting too much because if it's always somebody out there that's posting more than you. I don't give a fuck how much you think you're posting. It's always a motherfucker out there that's going to outpost your ass. So, like, as far as in the Generation Z, I think that's what's keeping the our environment going right now. Like, by social media, you ain't really got to call nobody and see what's going on with them or kind of, like, feel like, damn, I wonder what's going on with such and such. Because it's like with Facebook, it's a what's on your mind. Everybody kind of be venting, you know. If you're a musician in the music, you promoting. If you're an entrepreneur, you know, you promoting your business. If you're an instigator, you putting some shit out there, you start some shit. If you're a female that's doing your thing, you know, you're advertising on the OnlyFans or, you know, Facebook, private, you're getting your hustle on. So it's just like right now, that's like the tool. The more you post, the more you generate, you know, for yourself. Like, you know, you got people that post they food or whatever. Everybody is different. You know, that might be their little thing. But
some people
like,
get paid to post. They get paid
to post
sometimes.
It's like, you know, at first I used to be like, damn, why they posting this? Why they posting that? Or I ain't going to post today or post too much. But as I realize as time move on, it's like, okay, that's the way of the world. Just like with the barber shit, you know, my shit ain't pick up till I start posting more, you know, and, you know, shit I don't want to post and, you know, shit like that.
Yeah,
and it's
kinda,
just like, it's like,
kinda,
if you ain't posting
enough. I get paid to post. So, like, that is true. People get paid. A lot of that stuff you see people and you're like, oh, they rambling. Oh, no, I'm getting paid to post.
Yeah, so it's like you behind if you ain't posting or not, like right now. It's like that's the way they got it set up, the way they ain't selling CDs no more. It's all about this digital is about this digital copyright, mechanical royalties now. You know what I mean? That's what you call the social media money that you get for your plays, your likes, when people click on your shit and scroll. And see, if y'all notice, whatever you like and whatever you click on, you'll start seeing it on your news feed. And when we pay for ads, and, you know, that's why it's good to pay for ads, invest in yourself. You know, it posts more, too, because it puts you in other regions and other people get to see you. You know what I'm saying? So I used to think it was bad, but now it's like you got to be, if you whatever you trying to do, if you're just a low-key person, then, you know, be low-key. But if you want to be irrelevant in today's society, yeah, you got to post your life away. I don't give a fuck if you just had a goddamn truck stop waiting on a burger. You better post that motherfucker.
You gotta post that shit.
You
see his face on that burger.
Yeah, I mean,
post that shit.
Well, you know what? It sounds funny, but you know why? Because when you're on social media, only 3%, when you post, only 3% of the people that you come in contact with see that post. So just imagine if you post all the time, how great that percentage is, you know, multiplied by. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the more you post,
the
more the reach, the more the contact, the more the product is pushed. So that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's called grassroots organic. You know, your grassroots organic promotion. But then you add that with your paid ads.
Right. And take it to the universe, out of sight, out of mind. The more you stay on the motherfucking mind and the more they see you, the more they're going to talk about you and the more you're going to stay relevant, you know. So I'm with it, you know. I think I need to learn how to schedule the shit the way the shit posts. She was supposed to teach me that shit about a year ago, but my lazy ass ain't learned yet the way the shit posts for you, you know what I mean? I ain't posting enough, you know what I mean? So,
social media is
a
great marketing tool.
Yeah,
that's what's up, Carter. All right, that's what it is. We're going to keep this thing moving, man. Appreciate that, bro. We're going to keep it moving, and we're going to throw it to Mr. Ting No Filter, Dope Ass Music. What's your thoughts on the topic, bro?
It just depends on what you're trying to do in life. If all you're trying to do is twerk and blow weed and put ratchet shit on Facebook, I guess,
there
you
go.
There's nothing, everybody's their own individual, but I do realize that after a moment, I'm like, you know what, you're not adding any content, no benefit, no enjoyment to my life. You know, I'm just one of them people, if I see you taking 5 to 10 pictures of yourself a day, and that's all you post, I'm unfriending you, bro. If all you do is talk about, you know, flossing your money, you know, you're gone. Like, there's got to be something that you're putting out in the world that matters to someone else other than yourself. Like, I like people with positivity, creativity, you know, giving back, thought-provoking, you know, like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist myself, but I do like seeing the conspiracy theories, like, when they had the 5G is causing people's brains to fall out. Okay, cool. That was cool. You know, COVID, they put the shot in you, you got a madness sticking to you. Wow. That was cool. You know, it just takes, you need all the stuff on your Facebook so you can actually get a good perspective of what's going on in America. Because if all you see is the stuff that you fuck with, you'll never broaden your horizon. So I say there's no such thing as, you know, if this is something that you don't want, like, you know, if it's bestiality, I'm cool, unfriend, unfollow, keep it clean. But, you know.
It's all about what you post, because you know everybody, you know, your business ain't everybody's business. And dope, I agree with you on this. The niggas with the money. Let's use this scenario. Now, you got a whole stack of money. You're at a nice restaurant. You're having fun. Got your money posted out for the whole world to see. You know, it's niggas out there that like to look. You know, everybody don't mean you no good on social media. Now, you done took this picture with all this money, but yet your license plate showing. You got the address to the motherfucking restaurant, so it's easy for a nigga to come pull up on you. That's why I say certain things, just like with them guns. Like, and this is no bullshit. And this is when I was younger. Motherfuckers used to always ask, gun. I'm a gun guy. I love guns. You know, Cody, what kind of gun you got? The kind that shoot motherfuckers. You what you need to know my business? You know what I'm saying? And I've always stuck with that on some real nigga shit. Cause I don't know what you're trying to do, and that's just me. You know what I'm saying? But though, I agree with you with that money shit. The money, the drugs, the guns. I definitely don't think that should be posted on social media. Not for
that's
everybody
so
to see. It's dumb.
It's dumb. Like my own kids. My son over here posting all the checks. I'm like, nigga, it got your name, where you work at. What are you doing? Like, what
yeah,
you
ain't
doing?
Conscious of what you're doing.
Yeah,
you know,
you're trying to floss. See, there's a difference between showing stuff because you want to inspire or you're proud of yourself versus I'm trying to floss.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you trying to floss or get you robbed, beat up, you know what I'm saying, hated. But if you're trying to inspire, like, the fact that sis, you know, just for example, sis going to Dallas, I'm like, man, go sis, go have get a vacation, go have fun. You know what I mean? Like, or when I went to San Diego, sis, it's just great to see people enjoying the fruits of their labor. That's what I like most. People, you know, going to the barbershop every week, you know, and going to go get him some drinks. He's gonna post his drink.
Yeah. You're enjoying yourself.
Enjoying your life, and that's what you're supposed to do.
Hey, and even when I posted, you know, my home. Now, you know, I'm personal, but I'm happy. I'm rebuilding over here, right? You know what I'm saying? And it also derived from motherfuckers say, you ain't got no furniture in your house. But guess what? All these motherfucking PPP loans y'all done stole and all these stimulus checks, everybody in America should have furniture in their house. If they done gave y'all too much money not to have none. You know what I'm saying? But you don't know my address, though. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you don't know my address or none of that shit, you know. So what y'all saying is so true. But I just had to put that out there. The motherfucker trying to say I ain't got no man. My shit laid out. Now I am bragging a little bit, but it's laid out a new bit. Please know that.
Yeah,
thank you, Queen. With that new air fryer,
with the air fryer.
You know what I'm saying? With the goddamn air fryer, goddamn. Come on, air fryer. But I love everybody's opinions about this topic. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's definitely what's up. Dope, that's all you have, bro?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're going to keep this thing moving, and we're going to throw it to you. That was clearly the wrong beat. We're going to keep this thing moving, and we're going to throw it to your boy, E-Dub. What's your thoughts on the topic?
Oh, yeah, man. For sure, man. Everybody, you know what I'm saying, pretty much hit it, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to take it a little further. Man, I don't like social media from the aspect that it be a lot of little fake stuff going on and people be playing too much. I feel like it's too much real shit going on. And people be like playing all day on social media. So I don't really get on there to really talk about, you know what I'm saying, personal stuff. Like when I was, you know what I'm saying, at a little job, like people used to spy on me and stuff like that. So I had to be cautious what I posted. I know people were watching.
What you post?
So it's pretty much like I use social media like Miss T said, Dope said, and Kata said, promotion tools, stuff like that. And then I feel like it's like the biggest propaganda thing other than the news. Because, like, if you get on social media, you're gonna see the same thing every day. You're going to see women. It's promoting sex. It's going to put sex on your mind. Then it's going to put money and jewelry on your mind. If it ain't people in the hood that, you know, flossing, it's people on the internet flossing with money. It's like creating this idea in your mind of like, I gotta get these things. You see fancy cars on the internet all day. You driving in the car, it ain't got no AC in it more. But you seeing that Beamer, you seeing that Benz truck. Yeah, you seeing the Maseratis and the Bugattis and all this shit. You seeing jewelry. Niggas spending 20, 30, 40, 50, 100,000 on a chain. everybody want to say you a grill. You know what I'm saying? Only fans. You know what I'm saying? Just all day long. So I don't like it from that aspect. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like it's like, it could be like, I don't know if y'all seen this little meme one day, but it was showing like somebody like, it was like a meme, but it had like a deeper meaning than what the picture was saying. And the dude pretty much was like hooked up to his computer. He had it like stuck in his arm like an IV, and he was leaning back like he was high. But you could tell he was like high off the lights and high off the influence of social media. Yeah,
I know what you're talking about, you though. I seen that too.
I feel like that shit real. Like that's how people really be like addicted to like social media, like in the sense of trying to prove things to other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Stuff like that. Now, if you're using it for the right things, cool. But it also can be detrimental to your ass if you own it all day and you ain't doing nothing productive or using it in the right way.
Yeah, that's why it's always good to unplug.
A lot of time
when
I ain't doing nothing. You feel?
Yeah, yep. I unplug from that shit sometimes. You know, take a whole week or 2 weeks off. No posting, none of that stuff. Not to change the subject too much, team, but I just wanted to say something, bro. When you were saying something about the $100,000, I feel like even if I was rich, I don't think I would be spending $100,000 on one item, even if I had all the money. Now, I buy like $100,000 worth of shoes, you know what I'm saying, so I can have several or clothes, but not no chain, man. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older. You know, maybe I get a grill worth $100,000, but I couldn't do it.
Hey, let me say something about that chain situation, man. And it's real, man. I don't know if y'all ever heard of the dude Charleston White, but he kind of said this shit. He was, like, getting on Johnny Dane, you know what I'm saying? Like, he was really having, like, some beef with, like, the Asian community. He was talking about them being culture vultures and all kind of shit like that. But what he was getting at is that a lot of rappers get money, then they go spend their money on jewelry, and giving they money to the Asians and the Arabs, you know what I'm saying, when they getting money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a waste of money. You making them richer, and you think you, like you, I guess, influencing the culture, but you, like, how many people in the hood really can go afford an $80,000, $100,000 chain? You making them richer. That's money you could have gave to kids or started something in your neighborhood,
else,
your
man.
Community. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Real
definitely
talk.
Agree, bro. Yeah, that's real talk. That's respect. Like, I don't see me doing it. I don't want to give a fuck how much money I had. You know, like, you can buy that motherfucker for me. That's a different story. But other than that, hell no.
If anything, start your jewelry company. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, exactly,
you
don't
do
bro,
it like
yeah.
that. Start a jewelry company. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
Black on that thing.
Yep.
Picking diamonds from Alien, what kind of used to say? Diamonds from Sierra Leone.
You know, you stupid. That went over some of the head, but I see where you come from.
Yeah, blood diamonds.
Yeah, man. Real talk. All right. That's all you have for us, E-Dub. That was 100, bro.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up. All right, we're going to keep it moving on down the panel. You know, we may call him last, but he's never least round this motherfucker. DJ Sergeant Rock, I want to know what's your thoughts on the topic, bro, because I know you got an opinion about it.
Well, as far as the freedom of speech thing goes, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Mischief and Carter and everybody else was talking about, everybody as an individual has the freedom and the privileged right to do what they want to do on social media. Now, as a grown-ass man, all right, as a grown-ass man, there is certain shit that I don't do on social media. You know what I'm saying? Because, number one, I'm not finna show no money to nobody to prove to nobody that I got some money. I don't give a fuck if I got $5,000 in my pocket or $5 in my goddamn pocket. I'm not finna tell you, bitch. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, that way. You know what I'm saying? And another thing that I don't do either, I don't have no violence on my page.
I don't have no shares of people beating each other up.
People shooting each other and shit.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have none of that shit on my page. I don't have no naked hoes on my page. I don't have fuck these goddamn social media hoes. I never see these bitches, so I ain't got no money for them. You see what I'm talking about? And that's trill. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like I said, you know, people get caught up in the whirlwind of it being social media and, you know, you having all this goddamn direct access to the shit. See, they get addicted off the access. You know what I'm saying? Because you can pick up your phone and you can get straight on Facebook you can get straight on Instagram or Twitter or whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? You can pick up your phone and whenever you decide to, okay, I'm finna get on Instagram, you just pick up your phone and you can do it. You know what I'm saying? So they are addicted to the accessibility of it. You know what I'm saying? Now, you know, in terms of, you know, what everybody posts and shit, because, you know, like Carter said, people be venting. You know what I'm saying? People have shit on their mind. You know what I'm saying? Now, I looked at that recently. I looked at that. Social media has become an outlet for people who don't know how to talk to people or for people who can't talk to people or for people that, you know, choose to keep their business to themselves and, you know, they privacy to themselves, but they'll get on social media and they'll say this or they'll say that or they'll say this or they'll say that, and then, you know, they get a whole a melodramatic pity party crowd, like, what's wrong? What's going on? La, 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 la. You know what I'm saying? I done done it too. You see what I'm saying? So it's nothing wrong with Facebook. There's nothing wrong with Instagram and all that shit. It's just how you choose to use it. You know what I'm saying? Because if you on social media posting a whole bunch of fighting, a whole bunch of ratchet shit, you know what I'm saying, then that tells me that that's your lifestyle. You see what I'm talking about? That tells me a lot about that's your lifestyle. This is all you're going to do on here. You know what I'm saying? I promote my mixtapes, I promote my album, you know what I'm saying? I promote various different other things like Grind Hard Radio, Real Talk Radio, you know what I'm saying? We got the Battle of the Hive jumping off this weekend. We promote that, you see what I'm saying? So I promote like a motherfucker. So you ain't never going to ever see DJ Sergeant Rock's Facebook page get out of character. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm too grown for that. You know what I'm saying? And then plus, I'm not caught up in the matrix like some people are. You know what I'm saying? But I understand that, like Carter said, for some, that's their life. They get paid for that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just not the key player right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, I will eventually gravitate to more digital shit, you know what I'm saying? But that's just, you know, preparing for the future, you know what I'm saying? Because I know I have to know this shit, you know what I'm saying? And that's another thing. They forced all this goddamn computer shit on our ass, and that's made us more crazy than what we already was before we had social media. Think about it. It made America more crazy than what we had going on before the social media. You see what I'm saying? So now everything is being televised. They say the revolution won't be televised. Shit, it's being televised right now because everybody got to have it. And that's real. You know what I'm saying?
That's real,
I ain't with the government. No, I ain't with the government, you know, and all that funny shit that they be trying to do to people and all that old bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm smarter than the average bear, you know what I'm talking about? I ain't with that governmental shit. But they place this technology in our hands, and either you're going to learn to use it or you're going to be left behind. And that's true.
That's true. And team, just to cap it out, you know, the topic or whatever, you know, shit, some shit personal. And I'm gonna just take y'all back a little bit. Like on when MySpace was real popular, this was before Facebook. Man, I used to post my family, my mama, my sister, my kid, you know, all that shit, you know. And right. As I get older, some things are just personal. Like team, I just had an amazing Father's Day. You understand what I'm saying? Mom dudes cooked for me. My sister, she bought my niece in town from Texas. She here for the summer to spend time with her father. I got to see her. My son cashed at me $150 because he didn't know what to get me this year. I had an amazing time, but I didn't put none of that on social media because that's personal to me. Those my personal moments that I want to cherish. And if I feel like sharing it, I'll share it. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just everybody, your business, not everybody's business all the time. But at the end of the day, you know, motherfuckers got the right to post what they want to post on their page. Now, I'm going to stand by that. And, Rock, I like how you said about the fights because I'm the same way, bro. Now, I watch them motherfuckers. I go and look for them motherfuckers, but I ain't shared it not one time. You ain't see me post not damn fight. Now, I watch that shit, but I don't post it. So that was some real shit that I heard, my nigga. That's real. And that's what it is, you know, so team. Like I said, I just wanted to pose that. Like, is it a such thing as posting too much or too less, you know? So it was just crazy to hear everybody's opinions about it tonight. And I salute y'all, team. I thought it was a wonderful topic.
Yeah, I thought it was a great topic too, man. You know what I'm saying? Because folks need to realize these telephones and all that shit, they preparing you for the future. They trying to turn us all into robots. You know what I'm saying? They trying to stick chips in our ass and all that old bullshit. They trying to turn us into robots. So you need to know how not to be programmed into the Matrix. Because if you get programmed into the Matrix, you stuck. Trill.
There it is. And don't forget to unplug from social media every now and then. It's all good. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up.
That's right.
All right. Team, we're going to keep this thing moving because tonight's episode is only 90 minutes. We'll be back at our two-hour format starting this Thursday, June 24th, with the kickoff of the Pump It and Dump It segment. I can't believe it, you know what I'm saying, man. So anybody out there, artists, send your MP3s to groundhard904@gmail.com, man. We'll make sure you get some rotations. Check us out. 24/7 streaming 24/7 BeAlive365.com. Team, we're going to go ahead and take a quick intermission. Call us if y'all want to hit us up. 323-693-3043 be the number. All you got to do is press 1 and we'll key you in. You can chime in on the topic. You can make a request. Shit, if you want to come on and do some spoken word, you know what I'm saying? You want to battle rap somebody, you can do that. Press 1, goddammit. You know what I'm saying? Or you can just hang out and chill. And on chat rooms, you know what I'm saying? We got the Grind Hard Radio chat rooms open. But we're going to get into some music too.
Call them shit now. Call them to start their shit tonight.
Don't do it. All right, yeah. We're going to take a quick music break. And speaking of Carter Mafioso, so, bro, anything you want to get into, we can definitely do that. What you got for us? It's on you, Cliff.
Hey.
No doubt. Shout out to the whole team. Matter of fact, peace and happy born day once again to the queen, Miss Chief. You know what I'm saying?
Happy birthday, Chief.
Happy birthday, Chief. You know what I mean? Now we do it that way.
Best birthday,
Peace to the queen. And congratulations to the seed on the graduation. You know what I mean? The future.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? No doubt. I want to run, I got the, me and Logic 4.0, we got the Blood Brothers 2 album dropping Friday, and, you know, we just keeping the hip-hop going, you know what I'm saying? It ain't, you know, it ain't nothing major, we just doing what we doing, you know, James 12:15, Blood Brothers for Life, you know, Astro Brothers, just doing what we do, so be on the lookout, and, I'm going to hit y'all with a sneak peek. You know what I'm saying? This is Fear No Man. And this is Dodger 4.0's solo track on the joint. So I hope y'all enjoy that and be on the lookout. You know what I mean? June 25th, this Friday, on my born day, you know what I mean? We're going to drop this Blood Brothers 2. You know what I mean? GHR Hard 3. You know, freestyle.
Let's we got to turn up for your birthday.
Hip Hop Live.
Yeah, let's get
really
it. Groundhog Radio, take off.
grind or die.
We grind or die. We grind or die. We grind or die. Grind hard, you hear us bust. More less synopsis are getting touched up. Fresh lining for the touch up. Social distance, they can't touch us. We turning up on Tuesday. We mopping on them Thursdays. They cannot see us even though we shining. Better watch the drip cause we can blind them. Bay fresh, we stay on. Making moves out of Duval 365. We play songs, reality, no cap dog. We the team with big dreams. Certified on all streams. Aiming with them red beams. Better turn up when you hear me. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio. We grind hard radio.
Lou. Leroy.
Yeah, you already know what this is. BB2, BB2, J1215, Blood Brothers for Life. Yes, sir, knowing now in the presence of growth and maturity. See, we the type of brothers that uplift one another instead of tearing each other down. That's us, one teach one, build and destroy. No matter how far I go up the ladder, I'm always reach down to pull my brothers up with me. Always in power, Terry. I'm from up top, like P. Diddy, we just won't stop. We like Times Square when the ball about to drop. Just got a fresh pack, now they all want a cop. Cream of the crop, stay getting props. We in South Crack, so the beat gon' rock. Real blood brothers, and you hit the jackpot. With no cheerleader and no mascot. And I'ma hit the gas when I pass, mash out. I'm only here to collect, time to cash out. I had it planned. So it all panned out. I lay up in the cut, but I still stand out. I let the money dry, so I pull the fans out. Hear the crowd shout, so I pull the bands out. Now you yelling gang, gang, don't know what gang bout. Thinking that it's Jay, bring them out, bring them out. We out, big salute to the troops, my team's so loose. Blood brothers finally here, we taking over. Strike like a cobra, do it for the coach. Show them how to move in the room full of vultures.
Some tracks was just you and just him, and then y'all come together on a couple of tracks.
Well, he actually got three. I want to hold on. One, two. He got my word. He actually got two solos. I got one solo, and we it's 10 tracks on that, and the rest we got
okay,
together.
That's cool.
And we got CP Notes, Chris Parker. He's the only feature we got on the album, and you know what I mean. And that's pretty much it right there. You know what I'm saying? And
right. Well, that's what's up. Logic 4.1 is dope. You know what I'm saying? So I'm glad you gave him the individual out there. Yeah, that's smart move, bro.
That shit banging. That shit banging. Logic 4.0, hey, bro, he ate that shit up, bro.
Logic really kept me going because, you know, like, as far as Dope will tell you, recording, rapping, and mixing down, that shit is a whole lot, you know what I mean? And trying to make somebody else sound good at the same time, that's a lot. And, you know, it takes a lot out of you because you're going to do your best because you got so many people to prepare for. So, you know, I just want to salute him because, you know, just through the pandemic and the graduation and all this shit going on.
You got
and,
family
you know,
and
dates
shit.
And deadlines. It's a lot.
Yeah,
so I just want to salute him because I just finished my verses to the album this weekend, this past weekend. That's how slack I been. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's a lot. You know what I'm saying? This shit ain't easy, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say at the end of the day, we love this shit. And, we want to show people that, you know, don't give up on what you love. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And it's always somebody out there, you know, who like you, you know, and fuck with your music. You know, you ain't got to be a superstar, but you got a fan base to make music for them. So, you know, we're just keeping the hip-hop alive, you know. So shout out to Logic, you know, no doubt.
It's how you sound. We all entertain.
Phenomenal, though. I just want to say that beat was phenomenal.
That's what's up.
That beat was fucking phenomenal.
Hey, the album, man, it's a lot. Y'all know how we do it, man. It ain't no secret.
That's
man.
What's up.
It's a lot. It's going to be a lot on that album. Make sure y'all catch that album, man. It's a lot more bangers, a lot more heat, a lot more content. And like we do, we take you from now to the 90s era, you know. So, and it's a lot of history in these songs. If you listen to what's being said, you'll learn a lot of our history and the foundation of what we got going on. You know what I mean? So it's a movement, and we're doing this for, you know, a whole family tree. You know what I'm saying? So appreciate
Absolutely.
The love. You know what I mean? Appreciate the love.
Yeah. And keyword family team. Remember this. We all artists and entertainers, but at the end of the day, we got whole families at home. We got
no
y'all.
Doubt.
We got shit to do, so it ain't never no slack.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? We still in it.
Right.
You know? So just everybody
right.
salute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
That's definitely what's up.
That's right.
Trill. All right, man. It's Ground Hard Radio. Make sure you hit us up 323-693-3043. All you got to do is press 1 to go live. We got an all-new episode coming at you this Thursday, another open mic night show. You know what I'm saying? We also going to be celebrating Carter Mafioso's birthday. We got the return of the Pump of the Dump It, Good Conversation, all that good shit, man. So make sure you keep it locked to Ground Hard Radio all this week. Team, let's get into some more of this music. And right now, I'm going to throw it to the 228 boy, E-Dub. Anything you want to get into? If we can definitely
hey.
Do that. What you got for us? We had to give him a minute to come back to the microphone. It's all good. Come on, you dog. We see you back there, bro.
And I'm in this thing. Hold on, man.
Yeah, I know you in here. My bad.
You were 2 seconds away from getting that horn, man.
I done changed my life. I'm a Christian now. I ain't doing all that. Get mad at me. I'm kidding. The press got that money. Shit, I might get cut.
I ain't trying to convert you, shit. I just don't want you to hit the horn on.
Nah, I ain't gonna do you, bro. I done changed.
what y'all was saying, man? Cause I really had.
No,
I, really
I was saying,
I really heard.
No, anything you
want to
get into, bro.
Me,
You good, bro. So anything you want to get into music-wise, you know what I'm saying? If you want to throw your track out there.
Yeah, man. I want to get into it. I'm trying to see something that relates to what we were talking about.
Take your time.
Man, I'm just going to...
Come on with one of them bangles,
man.
I'm
just going to do that high go, man. That's what we're going to do, man. We're going to run it for like, run it like that. For the people that be hating on us on the low. They know they fuck with Groundhog Radio, but I know they be hating
on us.
You did? Yeah.
Like show
that.
Them how I go. Introduce that thing, E-Dub. Introduce that track.
Yeah, man. It's your boy, E-Dub. 228 boy, man. Y'all already know what's up with me. Yeah. This how I go on Groundhog Radio. Like that.
Look who.
Ready?
Yo, what's good? It's Creme de la aka Black Zeus, representing that Black God Pantheon, and you are now tuned into Grind Hard Radio, so get your ass off that couch.
How it go? They know me on the low.
What up?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I'ma play the game. How it go? Niggas say no, I'm on the low. Yeah, I know. I'ma play the game. How it go? How it go? Niggas say no, I'm on the low. I'ma play the game. How it go? Niggas say no, me on the low. Yeah, I know. I'ma play the game. How it go? How it go? Niggas say no, I'm on the low. Yeah, I know. I'ma play the game, how it go, 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 yeah. I'ma play the game, how it go,
how it go,
how it go, how it go, how it go. I'ma play the game, how it
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I know they know I ain't slow. They tried to bury me, but I'm a Caesar. You can watch me grow. Every day I'm on the go. Every time I touch the rock, I'm trying to sew. Case closed, we ain't going for all that extra shit, though. Ass pushing, since you talk too much, I tell you I can get you touched. Killer instincts like I'm the black mama when I'm in the cuts. You say they hate too much, I say they don't hate enough. Yeah, I know that I'm the shit. Yeah, I know that that's your bitch. Think you know my struggle, but really you don't know shit. Here we go with this dumb shit. Nigga can't see me like I'm right behind 5% 10. Just like they ain't see me when I couldn't even much pay my rent. I'm fucking up the game, ain't no way I can't be celibate. Many nights I was depressed, where I couldn't even much rest. Man, my life was such a mess, but at the same time, no one blessed on God could be worse. Think the game, these surgery cut them hard with these verses.
Niggas say no, I'm on the low, yeah I know. I'ma play the game, how it go, how it go. Niggas say no, I'm on the low. I'ma play the game, how it go. Niggas say no, me on the low, yeah I know. I'ma play the game, how it go, how it go. Niggas say no, I'm on the low, yeah I know. I'ma play the game, how it go, 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 yeah. I'ma play the game, how it go, how it go, how it go, how it go,
how it go.
I'ma play the game, how it go.
Grand Hard Radio. Let's ride.
I'ma play the game, how to go. I'ma play the game, how to go.
The unofficial version of that shit, but yeah. It still hit the same look, man. You know. We ain't worried about the train line over here.
We worried about that far.
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
That's still
right.
Go to say, guys. I said, okay, man. That's what's up. Grow Hard Radio, man. 323-693-3043. All you gotta do is press 1. Hey, make sure you go check us out. Grow Hard Radio. We streaming 24/7 for y'all ass. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you check us out. Live365.com, man. I also got a shout out iHeartRadio team. We tried for so many years to get on that goddamn podcast platform, and we are finally here. You know what I'm saying? So make sure you check out all past episodes of Grind Hard Radio on iHeartRadio and shit, Google it. We everywhere around this motherfucker. We on so many sites. Team, we're going to keep this thing moving, man. Before we get to the final track of the night, I want to hit y'all with a couple more tracks, man. I'm going to move it on down the panel. I want to make sure everybody get their fair share on the show tonight. So let's get another request in. Again, folks out there, Young Nah, if you want to press one, bro, you could just hit that 1-323-693-3043. DJ Sergeant Rock, whatever you want to get into, big bro, we can definitely do that. What you got for the folks tonight?
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, since the album is almost finished, I'm talking about ooh-wee, let's get into some of this Usual Suspects.
Uh-oh.
Produced by Bay Fresh Like a Motherfucker, dope ass music.
Iconic.
You know what I'm saying? And
iconic.
Just to give y'all
dope ass music.
Yeah.
God damn it. Let them
just to give y'all a little insight on the album, you know what I'm saying? I went back and I restructured it, you know what I'm saying? So now it's all the way right, you know what I'm talking about? Shit. Hey, after I put my scratches on this bitch, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, certain tracks I'm getting my, you know what I'm saying, wild-ass scratch on, my DJ scratch. You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait, DJ.
I still got it. You know what I'm saying? I still DJ and everything. You know what I'm saying? So I still got it. I'm just hitting them with the flex. You know what I'm talking about? For real. So, shit, the album's coming good. Documentary coming soon. You know what I'm saying? That's going to give everybody the visual and, you know, a broader scope on who DJ Sergeant Rock really is. You know what I'm saying? With this music shit.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
And
we can't wait.
Hey, you know, y'all get ready. You know what I'm saying? I got some extra special in the motherfucking documentary for Grind Hard Radio. I ain't gonna tell y'all what it is, but it's in there. It's in
That's
there.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all be on the lookout for that. You know what I'm saying? You know, we making power moves. Oh, yeah. This Saturday night, we got the Battle of the Hives. Bumblebee's promo is putting on the second Battle of the Hive, because we did the first one a while back. Now we doing part two, and it's just gonna be more lit, more hype. You know what I'm saying? So if you are in the Gulfport, Mississippi area, because that's where we doing it at, you need to stop by the House of Blues Event Center. You know what I'm saying? In Gulfport on Dito Road. You know what I'm saying? And turn up, pull up, you know what I'm saying? Because we going to be getting lit. $10 cover charge, drink specials all night long, and DJ Chevy Boy Moss will be on the ones and twos, keeping that motherfucker lit, boy. Ooh, we gonna throw down in that bitch.
Salute,
this
bro.
Weekend, you know what I'm saying? And this is a Bumblebee's promo presents. You know what I'm saying? And that's the management company that we work with, Yellow Truth. We just came off the QC DJs and PTE Presents official tour run. We just done that with QC and them last week. You know what I'm saying? And they turned that motherfucker up. It was pouring down rain and everything, but they still turned that bitch up.
Turned that bitch up.
You know
up.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the rain ain't stopped nothing this whole entire weekend. You know what I'm saying? So salute to that. Nobody got shot. Nobody got killed. Nobody got murdered. Salute, a big shout out and salute to that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For real. You know what I'm talking about? This how we doing it. Beat Town, lay it down. You know what I'm talking about? Trill. And we're going to get to some of this Usual Suspects. You know what I'm saying? Produced by Dope Ass Music. Off the album, coming soon to be announced, bitch. You know what I'm saying? This is Usual Suspects. DJ Jit, would you please spin that motherfucking shit, Trill?
Grind Hard Radio. Wow. Take off.
Lou. Yeah. Yeah. DJ Sergeant Rock in the building. And this beat was produced by... Yeah.
something like this. Workshop in the building, you know what I'm talking about? Grind Hard Radio in the building. And I'm gonna let y'all motherfuckers know something. You know what I'm saying? Look, all kinds of thoughts running through my mind, trying to figure out if I made the right decisions. Cause I go through the most on the fucking back end, and I try to explain it, but they just don't listen. So I rock how I rock, I ain't worried about no props. I intend to come to work and do my goddamn job. And I don't sling rocks, cause I sling hip hop. And I don't have to borrow, steal, or try to rob. I'm not taking shit, I am not a biter. Rappers can't rap cause they ass ain't writing. They still swagger jacket, expecting you to like it. Thinking they gon' sell cause they sounded just like it. We living in a wild world full of clones. Niggas scared to be they self, biting on the microphone. We living in a wild world full of clones. Niggas scared to be they self, biting on the microphone. Jacking niggas clothes, stealing niggas swag, sucking niggas dicks and kissing niggas ass. Acting like they don't know shit from Shinola. Acting like this shit don't stink with no odor. Jacking niggas flows, stealing niggas swag, sucking niggas dicks and kissing niggas ass. Acting like they don't know shit from Shinola. Acting like this shit don't stink with no odor. Don't get mad when you figure out, we done figure out through research where you got your style, dawg. So if the true school don't dab your ass up, don't cry. Own up to it, you a lyrical fraud. We don't want your shucking jive or your fake high five. Get your ugly ass down, we don't know you clowns. And they better get a grip and get off the bullshit before you get stoned down by the underground, bitch. Ain't no biters in my circle. You jack the right ones, they lyrically gon' murk you. You jack the wrong ones, they physically gon' hurt you. Cause we ain't playing by that biting, cause we be writing. This is trill shit, and we can give a mammy motherfucker how the fuck you feel, bitch. So why you jacking off your dick, nigga, to the next nigga? Can't be yourself, cause you biting off the next nigga. Jacking niggas flows, stealing niggas swag, sucking niggas dicks, and kissing niggas ass. Acting like they don't know shit from Shinola. Acting like this shit don't stink with no odor. Jacking niggas clothes, stealing niggas swag, sucking niggas dicks and kissing niggas ass. Acting like they don't know shit from Shinola. Acting like this shit don't stink with no odor.
You know what I'm talking about? Hey man, y'all get off the bullshit before you get stomped down by the underground around this ragged-ass bitch. You know what I'm saying? DJ Sergeant Rock, workshop in the building. You know what I'm saying? Dope-ass music on the track, breaking these suckers back. You know what I'm saying? And it's like that. This is a Mississippi to the California IA conglomerate.
Cricket letter high round it, bitch. I love that shit.
Jacking niggas flows, stealing niggas swag, sucking niggas dicks, and kissing niggas ass. Acting like they don't know shit from Shinola. Acting like they shit don't stink with no odor.
True. There it is, man. And that track was produced by your boy Dope Ass Music. There it is. Mob on them. That's what's up.
Indeed.
All right, so
yo,
indeed. What you about to say? All right, I thought somebody about to say something. It's all good. I ain't cutting it off yet.
Yeah, I thought it was E-Dub.
So,
I just said, yeah. I thought Dope was going to say something. I thought Dope was going to say, yeah. You know what I'm saying? That was produced by
I'm being humble. I'm being humble right now.
You being humble. Humble in life.
Yeah, until I can take my shirt off. Until I can take my shirt off on Instagram, I'm going to be humble.
Well, take your shirt off and wave around your head like a helicopter then. You know what I'm talking about?
He's stupid. Man,
I ain't even been posting them pictures like that.
You know what?
You're right.
Because I haven't seen none. I haven't seen none. So I don't know what you got going on over there, but Dope Must wants you to turn your swag back up. You know what I'm saying?
No, keep that bitch down so I can post mine shit. I'm for the post mine all next week, goddammit. I'm post mine shit.
Yeah, you definitely leave some women for us. This nigga getting all of it.
Say y'all crazy. But team, it's good to be back around family. It's good to be back around family.
I'm just trying to be humble.
You just trying to be humble?
I'm just a humble servant of the hip hop god.
Yeah, I was waiting for somebody to say that. You know that was your line. I was waiting for somebody to say that. Oh, man.
Dope.
You did your mind make me too, man.
That's right, man. Thank you, Dope. Thank you. Thank you, man, Dope Ass Music, for that track, man. Cause you really pumped me up with that one. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
for real. So
I know you got to go.
Man, look, that shit. When I heard that shit, I'm like, ooh. Hey, look, I took my time with that motherfucker. I'm like, nah, I got to write something. I got this track saying something to me. You know what I'm saying? And that's what you got, Usual Suspects. You know what I'm saying? And Dope, you did it, bro. You did that. True.
That's what's up. That's love. Straight love. That's what's up, man.
I'm just a humble servant of the Instagram guys. I'm just a humble servant.
There you go.
Of the Instagram.
Oh, nah, it's Instagram. Nah, it's Instagram guys. All right. And on that note, team, we in the wild downtown. We're going to come back. We do our shout outs, and we're going to roll the hell on up out of here just like I rolled up out of Dollar General. My supervisor on fucking vacation, and so am I. I'm leaving early all goddamn week, goddammit. Ground Hard Radio included. All right. We're going to go ahead and get into the final track of the night. You know what I'm saying? Final track of the night goes to. And can I get a motherfucking drum roll, please?
Yeah, we need a drum roll since Jim won't talk about can we get some drums? Please.
I thought you were going to run out.
I don't know why I thought that was like a button, y'all. He do that shit, but now I'm starting to see that shit be live.
It is, man. All right. Final track of the night goes to Mr. Team No Filter. Dope ass music.
Hey,
you got it, broski.
Hey.
What you got for us?
Pull out one of them dope ones now. We ready. We ready for it. We ready.
So I'm currently working on international dope. Shout out. Jit was getting too much credit for everything, so I had to, you know, he was costing me too much as an executive producer, so I had to go get another executive producer. So shout out to my man Smoothie Dude. He's an executive producer on the international dope.
Shout out to
Smoothie. Jit was costing me half a bag. I'm just saying, man. Too much.
Prices don't win up. I don't move, nigga. Prices don't win up. You're right. That's the shit you supposed to tell them. That's the shit you supposed to say.
Yeah. Now that he's in his lucky condo, price don't win up.
Prices don't win up.
Okay.
True.
Man. Hopefully, sometime this week, my new video will drop. I'm hoping that this week my video will drop. Shout out to my man Nah. He engineered the whole project. Shout out to my man Nah. But the song I want to request is Real Nigga Shit.
Uh-oh.
There's been a lot of fake nigga shit. There's been some, you know, real, you know, honky shit. There's not a whole bunch of different, but very little real nigga shit. So I just wanted to take some time from my perspective to speak about some real nigga shit. Do you happen to have that song?
I got a new track. You keep the flow. You keep the flow going, goddammit. I got the track. You go head on with it.
Yeah. From my upcoming album, International Dope, here's your boy.
Let's really get it.
Shit.
Ground Hard Radio. Take off. Team No Filter.
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
It's your girl, Miss Teeth, and you're now listening to Grind Hard Radio. Turn that knob all the way up. Let's get lit.
Hey, pour that up for me, my nigga. I'm about to talk to him real quick. Some real shit.
Been locking up real niggas, that's lame shit. These lame niggas out here, they really snitch. Cause they in their feelings over a bum bitch. I stay in my own lane, I'll never switch. 100 with my people, that's on God. Still with my day ones, that's on mobs. Money over bitches, I stay on the job. Hustle man on the fifth floor with the slow bob. I'm pouring one up for my homies gone. Sending love to the ones that been called home. Pour my pain into another slow song. Try to move right even when I'm dead wrong. Another year came and went and I'm still here. I was told a man never could shed a tear. Never saw a grown man cry till I saw my grandfather die. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes, cause the devil love to hate, yup. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes, cause the devil love to hate, yup. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes, cause the devil love to hate, yup. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes, cause the devil love to hate, yup. So I got a 9-to-5 so my kids can eat. Lift them up, help them fly for their heights to reach. Life's a bitch, grab my balls, now it's a beach. Been the man, understand your boy's a beast. Goon shit to a goblin, fed time mobbing. Used to rock a mask, niggas Batman or Robin. Run the pack from the old, yup, bought a Stockton. Risk game cold, yeah, nigga used to rock him. Had to change the game when she took my last name. Now we don't even talk, he'll never be the same. No love in the game, pushing past the hate. She twerking on the gram, but it's just thirst bait. My niggas jump me in, cause I wanna be down. Now every one of them is laid underground. Survivor remorse cause a nigga made it out. Making beats for the kid cause he's on now. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes cause the devil love to hate, yup. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes cause the devil love to hate, yup. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes cause the devil love to hate, yup. This be the realest shit I ever wrote, yup. The realest nigga that you'll ever know. Fat home, go for the dough, gotta get it straight. Gotta watch for the snakes cause the devil love to hate, yup.
Hey. That was real.
That's
fire,
man.
Yeah,
that was
like an autobiography around
that motherfucker.
I fucked
with it, no cap.
And
that's
no cap.
Yeah, I usually
don't get
personal.
I think in that one, you know what I'm saying? Because when you're dealing with devils, you're dealing with lust, hate, greed, envy, and jealousy. And how he broke it down from a male and a nigga, you know, stealing a nigga bitch level, and took it like on a riding, you know, we riding for each other level. I need I like how you took it all the way around and across the board. That shit was real.
That was
and
dope.
You stuck to the topic. Yeah, you stuck to the topic. I like that.
Yeah.
Look at Dope getting on his grown man shit. Right.
Salute.
I like that.
That's what's
yeah,
up, man.
I like that little line. He was like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't like it, but you know what I'm saying? I was like, you know what I'm saying? What you said was just real shit. You know what I'm saying? It just sounded, you know what I'm saying? Put me back on that goddamn, even though you went toast with it, dog, you know what I'm saying? It made me feel like that Scarface. I never seen a man cry.
There's a lot of hip hop influence in that. If you like the hook, it's the real shit I ever know.
Yeah.
That's pop. Scarface. Yeah. I never seen a grown man cry. I definitely pay homage to the people that influenced me in hip hop. But it was just like, okay, trying to make people be able to relate to it. And also, my brother's always constantly saying, quit riding on everybody, quit mobbing everybody, quit killing everybody. Talk about some real. I'm like, okay, all right, bro. I'm going to talk about some real stuff. It took me forever to figure out how to make a beat that I didn't want to kill somebody on. So, shout out to that.
It is. Salute to you, Dope. Real talk.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's up. All right, man. Anybody want to throw anything out there, not a time to do it. And we're going to start off with my motherfucking big broski, called Mafioso. Turn up for a motherfucking check. Mob.
All I'm going to say, and you woo, woo, woo.
You always
saying
on the
shit. DHR team, Ground Hard Radio. You know how we do it. Shout out to the Baltimore, Black Larry King, Charles Billinger, the EP.
Salute.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole AWC Hard Time Camp. You know what I mean? Peace to the gods and the earth. And I want to give two major rest in power to my cousin, Victoria McKenzie, and my boy, Edward Locke. You know what I'm saying? I lost two close ones, you know what I'm saying? Over these past couple weeks, you know what I'm saying? But they still with me in the mind, you know what I'm saying? So I want to make sure I give a shout out to them and y'all family. Y'all stay strong, you know what I'm saying? And peace to the gods and the earth and the seas, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to the 2020 graduates and the 2021 graduates, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody that's, you know what I'm saying, that's, you know, stepping out of they zone and, you know, taking that leap for their family, you know, because, you know, I want everybody to know on here, you got somebody that's counting on you. And when I say that, that's somebody that's looking up to you. So, you know, keep doing what you're doing, stay motivated, and the only person that can stop you is you. You know what I'm saying? And I learned this too, you only got one life to live, so live it to the fullest. And if it ain't fucking with your money and your bread, it ain't worth it, man. You know what I'm saying? Just keep grinding, staying positive, you know what I'm saying? And it's all about unity and equality, you know what I'm saying? And
let's
keep
get it.
Grind or die. Peace. I'm out.
For life. That's what's up. All right. We're going to throw it to the motherfucking 6-1, Nina. We're going to throw it to our queen, Miss Chief. Throw yourself out there, darling, and welcome home, baby. She back home, goddamn. Salute.
I am reaching my threshold, and I think I have passed the fuck out. But before I leave, I want to let all y'all know.
Understand.
We are here Tuesday. But I did want to say this. Dope made a very good. I've always been the type of person that I've always worried about Plan B. It always had to be a Plan B. And sometimes you just have to live in the moment to enjoy life and the fruits of your labor. And I did that for this vacation. And it actually felt good to, like, live in the moment. And I caught myself, you know, going back into my Plan B because I've always had to be that person, you know, that had to be, you know, have a plan. And that's good sometimes, but sometimes you just got to live in the moment. And I learned that. So I'm crashing that dual love to some people because sometimes you can plan too much, and sometimes you just can't plan everything, you know.
Boom, you sis. I told you, baby.
You know,
you deserve
that. We are Thursdays, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central Time, and 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're looking for me. I'm on major social media sites. My name is MZCHIESBEATSHOP. Miss Chief, holla at you, girl. I'm from Southern California, 6'1 Nina. I turn up with you all the time. Love y'all. Peace. Let's go.
Love you, queen. That's what's up. All right. We're going to throw it to Mr. Team No Filter, Mr. Bay Fresh, dope-ass music. Throw yourself out there, big homie. Once again, hot track, man. Salute, salute, salute.
Appreciate it, appreciate it. I want to give a big shout-out to my sis. My sis, we went out there to San Diego. We stayed up until 5 a.m. making music. going to the sugar factory. Getting big drinks. Shout out to my sis, man. She showed me a wonderful time. Shout out to the speaker box also for showing me a great time while I was out there in San Diego. I want to give a shout out to my man, Nah. I see you on the switchboard, Nah. Shout out to my boy, Nah. Definitely want to give a shout out, of course, to E-Dub, keep taking your shirt off. Don't let these haters stop you from taking your shirt off, and then you keep taking your shirt off. Shout out to Sergeant Rock. Definitely give a shout out to my man Kata Mafioso. Like I said, shout out to Logic, because that track was phenomenal.
It was.
And then of course, shout out to my brother Jit, who over there living large, making inspire me to be the best manager I can be.
I'm trying, bro.
and the craziest thing is, Jit, the same thing, like, on Father's Day, I didn't post nothing on Father's Day.
Boom.
But, sometimes...
It was a good day. It was a good day.
It was a good day, but sometimes I do have to force myself to post personal stuff because people do want to try to get to know you, try to understand you, so I got to work on that.
But, man,
Father's Day... It was about my kids, man. It was about me. Plus, my daughter wasn't having it. She took all my time. I didn't have shit to do. Time she did nothing. It was all about her.
No doubt, broski. That's love. That's 100. All right. Next up on the squad, goddammit, we're going to take it to the 228 boy, E-Dub. Throw yourself out there, bro.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, man. It's your boy, E-Dub. You know what I'm saying? Another episode in the books with Grind Hard Radio. Make sure y'all stream that, you know what I'm saying? Live on Twitter, you know what I'm saying? Grind Hard Radio. All that, Instagram, everything. Yeah, plugged in for sure. And, shout out to my city, man. Shout out to Jackson County, 228. All the way got down to Harrison County, you know what I'm saying? On Sergeant Rock side of town. Man, you know, rocking that cut-off stocking, man. Yeah, we'll be back Thursday, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all lock in with us and all that. And, yeah, go subscribe to Gulf Coast Music Life on YouTube. And, you know what I'm saying, follow me on Instagram, ebub228boy_74. And, we out of here, man. We'll be back Thursday. Yeah, lock in
Let's
with
get
us.
It.
Check in with us. And shout out to the whole team, man. Shout out to the queen. Look, I called you on your birthday, queen.
Everybody called the queen.
I left a message. You got my message, sis?
She said we left a message, goddammit.
You know what I'm saying? Happy, you know what I'm saying? I ain't said it. Happy birthday and all that. I hope you had telephone. Shout out to my dog, Connor. Shout out to Dope. Shout out to Sergeant Ross, shout out to the Captain J, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, man.
No doubt.
On the switchboard, you know what I'm saying? Charles Dillinger, man, you know, we back in full effect.
Cool.
Shout out to everybody, man. R.I.P. Lil Jones, R.I.P. Mr. Bay, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, grind it back. Real talk. All right. Team, I'm going to keep mine short and brief. I just want to say, man, glad to be back. Ground Hard Radio. Ground Hard Radio is a motherfucking movement. And if you don't know, we ain't going nowhere no time soon. We are Ground to Die. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you follow your boy, the Black Larry King, on Twitter and Instagram, at Jit Chronicles. You already know, man, I got to salute the cast. My boy Razor, DJ Sergeant Rock, my broski, Carter Mafioso, Dope Ass Music, wow. Queen, Miss Chief, Young Nah, E-Dub, Grease, IEP, you know what I'm saying? Mr. Charles Belcher, love you too, Big Broski. We back in the building this Thursday with another all-new episode of Ground Hard Radio, man. Make sure you get to live365.com and check us out. And right now, I'm going to turn it over to my big bro, DJ Sergeant Rock. Get your plugs out there, Broski, and take us out. And that's Trill. Ma.
Hey, man, look, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to save all my extensive shots out, you know what I'm saying, till Thursday night, you know what I'm saying, when we go back and direct, you know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, album coming soon to be announced, bitch. And I'm out this wack-ass motherfucker. Trill.
Ground Hard Radio. We out this thing, man. Deuces. In my Chris Brown voice. We outro.
DJ Durrell.
Hey, Castro, go purge.
Yeah, so we gone, huh? Stop, we good.
Stop,
chill, we on.
Chill,
scale, huh?
Let's go,
let's go. Domingo, huh? Let's go,
Migo.
Take, huh? Let's go, huh? Set, huh? Let's roll.
Hey.
Straightening. Straightening, yeah.
Straightening,
yeah.
Straightening,
yeah.
Straight.
Don't nothing get straightened, but straightening.
Hey.
Don't nothing get straightened, but straightening.
Straight.
You don't get straightened, you don't straighten.
Nah.
In this game, sit back, be patient.
Gang.
Act like the game went vacant. Act like something been taken.
What?
Ain't nothing but a little bit of straightening. Been kicking, popping out daily.
Go.
On the island, it's a movie I'm making.
Fact.
I'm counting the narrows with Robert De Niro. He telling them that you're amazing.
Hey.
Put that stone. Get stoned. I bought two whips and I put my boot on. She put this wrist on. She fat the wrist said it went rich and meal prone. Turn a pandemic into a pandemic. You know that's, you know that we on. Them gon' pull up and L at this together won't get what you home. I don't do the fake kicking.
No.
There go a rocket, it's taking it. It's a problem with you, then we straightening it.
Straight.
Swap out the cap with a demon in it. Upgrade the band up with fiends in it.
Ooh.
I got some shooters you seen with me. We're running back, I just seen 10 it. We gonna get straight. Straightening, straightening, straightening. Yeah.
Straight.
Straightening, straightening, straightening. Yeah.
Straight.
Don't nothing get straightened but straightening.
Hey.
Don't nothing get straightened but straightening.
Ooh.
Don't nothing get straightened but straightening.
Straight.
You don't get straight, you don't straighten it.
You don't get straightened if you don't straighten it.
No.
I'm gonna take the sit back and watch patient.
Watch.
Do a trick with the stick, it's amazing.
Stick.
In the bando, chopping hot bacon. Loads on like I'm starring in the Matrix.
Make.
I keep the cookie like my grandma made it.
Cookie.
I get the keys and the pounds and the babies.
Keys.
And the bricks came white like Shady.
White.
Drive the Lambo through the avenue.
Skirt.
Pretty little pretty with an attitude.
Man.
Give a shout out to them white boys.
Boy.
All white rolls look radical.
Radical.
Keep you a fire, don't let them take
no.
it. If they get charged, you gotta get straight.
Straight.
I cut you up, I give them a facelift. My niggas lurking and spending the day shift. I got them rat when you see me.
Rack A.
Spin back to back, it's a repeat.
Span.
Championship, it's a three-piece.
Shoot
out the window like Drizzy and Freaky.
Free.
I keep it on me, believe me.
Yes, sir.
I be up high where the trees be.
High.
I go and put on so much of this ice. They say don't touch me, you gon' freeze me.
Free. Straightening, straightening, straightening. Yeah.
Straight.
Straining, 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 yeah.
Straight.
Don't nothing get straining but straining.
Hey.
Don't nothing get straining but straining. Don't nothing get straining but straining.
Straight.
You don't get straining.
I'm straining.
Get my straining.
Straining.
Automatic handgun like the Navy.
Automatic.
I keep 100 round drum, ain't fading. Turn it to a mummy with a pavement.
Terminator
with the money, it was grave.
Terminator.
Spin an op block, rock about baby.
Rock-a-bye.
Made it car stop, made it mama hate.
Make it baby.
We were trapping out the spot, out the base.
Out the spot.
That's man and your devil, we spent on your block.
Spin.
I pop a perk and I'm gone berserk. And I woke up and bought me a job.
Like job.
Straight to the point, I get straight to the straight. And your brother, he can't even walk. We gutted them, nobody talk.
We gutted
new color, then starts out to fall.
New
trapping and hustling, beat down the wall.
Beat
on with the stepper, nose out rubber. No. Lucky for Mac in the back of the Tesla. On with the game, we can never be selfish. Watch how I dress, I'm the different professor. Bought a kill tech, then I bought a compressor. Time to press them, eat them for breakfast. Taught them a lesson, I'm never confessing. Never my message, somebody stretch them.
Stretch.
Straightening, straightening, straightening. Yeah.
Straight.
Straightening, straightening, straightening. Yeah.
Straight.
Don't nothing get straightened but straightening.
Hey.
Don't nothing get straightened but straightening.
Ooh.
Don't nothing get straightened but straightening.
Straight.
You don't get you straight, you don't straighten.
Nah.
Don't
nothing
get
straightened.
Yeah.
Don't nothing get straightened
but straightening. You feel me?
Don't nothing get straightened.
what y'all think going on out there, but you know what I mean? We straight.
True.